So, okay, open up your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 11, and we're going to get back on our creative love giving quest here. And right now we're in this particular verse. The whole world is in this one particular verse, and they can go one way or the other with it. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 26 says, "He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that sells it. He that diligently seeks good procures favor, but he that seeks mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusts in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch." Now right now, we're seeing this. There's shortages of a lot of different stuff. And there is some people taking advantage of that. And it's all messed up, and people are suffering. And it's not going to be a good thing for that. See, the man who takes advantage of scarcity to make himself rich will be cursed by blessing. But blessing will be upon the one who helps men in adversity. See, this, everybody's in this spot. Everybody is in this verse. There's people that are taking advantage of scarcity right now. But there's people that are helping people in adversity. Which side of the boat you want to be on? You see, everybody's going to make that choice. You know, there's a lot of people that need a lot of help. And if I heard it said one time, a man come up to somebody and asked him for some money, and the guy gave it to him. Somebody said, "Why did you do that?" "He's going to go buy alcohol." He said, "Well, what he does with benevolence shows his character. What I do in benevolence shows my character." You see, if you have it within your ability to help somebody, you should. Right now, this is really trying times for a lot of scared people. There's a lot of people out there that just don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And, you know, they just don't. And they need answers. And they're looking all over for answers. They're looking to the politicians for answers. They're looking to the government for answers. They're looking for these answers. The answers that they really need are right here. These are the answers that will calm their soul, that will give peace to their minds. These are the answers that we need to give people out of here. And I know there's a lot of different, there's all kinds of different things, pieces of information that people come up with. You can see them all over the place. That's not really the answers that people need. They think that's what they need, but they need the answers that come from the Bible. Amen? We want to be like that guy that gets blessed because he helps men in adversity. Sometimes their choices got them there. But if they see the goodness of God operating through you, that'll lead them to repentance. Amen? Now look at verse 27. "He that diligently seeks good procures favor. He that seeks mischief, it shall come unto him." I really like what Joseph Prince said this morning in the Daily Grace. How many of you read the Daily Grace message this morning? All right. There's two of us on board. Somebody's listening. If you don't do anything else tonight when you go home, Google Joseph Prince Ministries, get on his website, and sign up for his Daily Grace messages. He'll email them to you every day. So you can get up in the morning and you can read a Daily Grace. Now remember, you see, this is the important thing to remember about the devil. He's never, ever been able to create anything. He's never been able to create anything. So anytime he does something, it's because God has already done something. God has already done something good. So every time he does something like this COVID bug, he's just throwing a fit because God has already set something in motion. Maybe a new wave of healing. Start believing God for a big wave of healing. Start believing God for a big wave of finances. Has your finances been attacked? Most of the world has been attacked. Believe God for a massive transfer of wealth into your life. Amen. How do you do that? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, and say, "Thank you, Father, for the grace of my Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for my sake he became poor, not through his poverty, been made rich." Amen. "Thank you, Father, for supplying all my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And then stop trying to twist the equation to make it happen. Just get involved with the process. Amen. The devil, when he does something bad, because Jesus has already done something good. Praise God. Here's the thing. When you seek the good of others, it gains their favor. But he that seeks their harm shall reap it himself. Seek the good of others. Try to find somebody to bless. Try to find somebody to be a blessing to. Man, it might just be buying somebody a cup of coffee somewhere. Just something to lighten the load. Something to lift somebody up. You make a difference. You really can make a difference wherever you go. You can make a difference every day. Amen. Look at Proverbs chapter 28, verse 27. "He that gives unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hides his eyes shall have many a curse." He that gives to the poor shall not lack. Isn't that interesting? See, here I'm teaching you these things. This is to get you hooked into the blessing here, get you into the flow of things. And I'm not telling you to bring the money to the church. I'm not telling you to bring the money to me. I'm telling you to go out there and find somebody out there that needs some help. Amen. Give a little bit of food to somebody once in a while. Find somebody that you know is struggling and go bless them. I tell you, a little bit of relief to some people is a huge thing. Just a little bit of relief is a huge thing. And they're so thankful, they thank God for you. The Bible tells us that. They lift up praises to God because of you. Amen. "He that shuts his bowels of compassion on the poor," that leads to trouble. Poor people, we've always had poor people, and we'll always have poor people. One of the biggest bumps in the road for Christians is to judge them. So if they didn't do this, if they didn't do that, if they did this different, if they did that different, they went to this different church, if they did this different, they wouldn't be poor. So they don't bless them. Well, if you just turn that equation around just a little bit and say, God blessed me to be a blessing. Now maybe I bless this guy. It might get him over the hump. See, this is where it's important to check in with God. See, now, there is such a thing as people having to hit a bottom. And they have to hit that bottom. They have to crash so that they repent, turn to God, and get out of that mess. But what happens a lot of time is people keep them perpetually in that state. They get just enough to keep going, and they don't ever crash. So they don't ever get forced into getting better. Amen. But now there is some people that just have, life happens. You know, one of the neatest things I ever heard was this friend of mine. He had some cattle, and there was a lot of lease roads, oil field lease roads and stuff out there. He was missing gas, and this guy was kind of an ornery son of a gun, but he told me, he said, I'm going to catch that old boy that's getting that gas. I'm going to twist his neck shut. I mean, he was a mean son of a gun. But one day, he found the perpetrators, and they were butchering a calf. And he got up there, and he seen who it was, and he knew this guy was having a very hard time, and he had a lot of kids to feed. And he said, all I could do is just keep driving. He kept driving. He let it go with that. You know, if you got it within your means to help somebody that's in a bind, help them. Amen. Sometimes people just they weave when they should have wobbled. You know, there's some people that don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't cuss, they don't beat their wife, they don't do none of the bad things that they're not supposed to do. But sometimes life gets them. Amen. It's not a bad thing to help people like that. Ask God. So what about this? Sometimes He'll put it on your heart to do some things that just would make people's heads spin. Amen. But seek their good. Look over to 1 John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 17. Whoso has this world's good and sees his brother. Now listen, now this is a Christian, another Christian. Said, he who has this world's good and see his brother have need and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? See, this is talking about other Christians now. Sometimes there are just some guys that stub their toe. And God tells us to get around them and lift them up. Now, they're doing something that's just completely off the wall. You might let it slide a little bit, but sometimes a kid might get sick. And that could devastate their finances. That could devastate. And a whole bunch of people up home that just lost their jobs. The oil industry just went away. The coal mines went away. These guys were hardworking people. And they had houses that they were paying for, bills, everything was going on. And their income just vanished overnight. Sometimes we need to help people in our own bodies, our own churches. We need to help them. He says, if you see a brother in need, help them. Amen. One of the most irritating things I can think of is for somebody in the church to say, well, he just needs to learn how to live by faith. Do you want to know, honestly, that man might be living by more faith than what that church member has even dreamed of. You know, believe me, when somebody's believing for their next meal, they're learning about faith. Amen. Need to be led by the Spirit. See, this is the real acid test of Christianity, by which we know whether we are following the example of God, love to others. If we're not willing to give of material things to others in need, we certainly will not lay down our lives for them. Look here up here to verse 16, that same chapter, 1 John chapter 3. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso has this world's good, and see his brother have need, shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him. How dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Too many times, the church wants to feel led to just pray for somebody when they're in a bind. But God's telling you to grab your pocketbook. Those three verses go together. Yes, pray for them. But if they need food, feed them. If they need clothes, clothe them. If they need houses, if they need a place to stay, house them. You may be despitefully used sometimes. But let the love of God shine in your heart and help people anyway. Amen. Verse 18 tells us two ways not to love. In word, which is by doctrine, and in tongue, which is by profession. It also tells us two ways to love. In deed, which is by definite acts, and in truth, by being genuine in doctrine and profession, and in deeds. There's five blessings of genuine love. Find that 1 John chapter 3 verse 19. Hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. But if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, love one another as he gave us commandment. Number one, we get confirmation that we are of the truth. Clean heart before God. It was a crazy thing, but I had left a restaurant one time, And there was a guy there, and this was out of character for me. And I guess I was just in a bad mood or something. I don't know. But I left that restaurant, and this guy asked me for some money. I said, go get a job. Yeah. But I learned a lesson from that because I felt terrible about that. I never seen that guy again. The next time somebody asked me for that, here, honey, here's $50. I didn't have that guilty feeling no more. I could have helped that man, and I didn't. But the next time somebody come along, I nailed them. I got it. Amen. God is looking for ways to bless you. He has a lot of different avenues for you to receive blessing. He just needs your participation. Amen. We have freedom from condemnation, verse 20 and 21. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence toward God. That's important. Have confidence towards God. When we know we're believing on His Son and we're walking in love, we're doing the things that He asks us to do, we have great confidence. And our prayers are heard. Amen. Faith and confidence in God. Verse 21. When we're hooked up with Him and we're teamed up with Him going out and doing things out in the kingdom, doing things that He asks us to do, it gives you a good feeling and it gives you great confidence toward God. Not because you earned something, but because now you've got the blessing flowing from Him to you, through you, to them, so He can just keep that circle of blessing going and going and going. Amen? We have answers to prayers. So many times people get frustrated in prayer because they don't understand that Romans chapter 8 verse 1 tells them, that says, there's therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Christ has cleansed you. Jesus has cleansed you. And He wants you to get actively involved in His deal. I like what my pastor used to say. He said, if you'll be about His business, He'll be about yours. You want God involved in your business? Get involved in His. That's a pretty cool way of putting it. He gave us some things He asked us to do, and He said, go do these things. And watch what happens. Amen? Thank You, Father, for Your word. We praise You in the name of Jesus. We thank You that every time we take Your word into our hearts, it builds faith. We know that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We thank You, Father, in the name of Jesus, for everything that Jesus did for us on the cross, in His death, His burial, and His resurrection. We thank You that as our high priest, He's standing at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. He is our number one prayer warrior. We thank You, Father, for giving us the very best faith preacher that ever lived to be our number one prayer warrior. We thank You for this in Jesus' name. Amen.